This is MSO, NewsSports.com. We're joined by John DeLay, head basketball coach at St. John's Prep. And John, welcome to our website.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us. First up, some assessment on where you guys are at right now with this season.
Okay, so our record is 8-3 right now, 4-1 in the conference. We started off a little bit slower. We had a very tough schedule, difficult schedule. We'll play some of the better teams in the state, which we should be playing those teams. We feel like we should be in the mix of that. So we do that on purpose to sort of test our team and get us ready for hopefully the state tournament game. So we're playing on a lot better right now, I think, than we have been playing earlier in the year. Like I said, we're 8-3, so two more wins, and we obviously qualify for the state tournament. But our goal first would be to try to compete and win the league, and then get a Division I North tournament and try to win that too.
Gotcha. Has there been a big game so far this year for you guys, a defining game?
Well, I guess if you had to pick one, it would be we played Brighton in the one of the BABC tournaments in Reggie Lewis Center, actually. And we were down at half. I think it was 31-25. We're down 6 at half. We weren't playing great. Had some turnovers. Didn't really have the energy that we needed to. And we came on the second half and really amped it up. We were outscored them 21-5 in the third quarter. Yeah. So we went from a six-point deficit to, I believe it was a 10-point lead going into the fourth. Ended up winning by 8 or so. And, after I think the halftime of that game, we kind of woke up a little bit. And hopefully that, leads us to, more efforts like that. We do have, obviously, some very tough games coming up. But, I like the way the team is playing right now. So hopefully they carry that momentum into these games.
Yeah. Gotcha. Can you give me us a little thumbnail sketch of some of your key players on the team, who they are, and their roles with your team this year?
Yeah, sure. We're actually a pretty deep team. We have played games where we've gotten 10 guys in the first half and, playing 10, 11 guys a lot. So I guess I'd start with our starting five. Alec Baresh has been our starting point guard. And one of our backups, Jimmy Fantopoulos, who's a sophomore point guard, who would have been getting a lot of playing time, was out for, I think, 8 games with a concussion. So Al had to play basically, 30, 32 minutes every game during that stretch. So he gave us a lot of good minutes. Without him, we probably wouldn't be where we're at right now, both ends of the floor, scoring and defense. So, he's our point guard. He's been, terrific for us, again, especially since Jimmy's been out. Spencer, who's our captain, one of our captains, been our shooting guard, our leading scorer overall. He's the guy that brings the energy on both ends of the floor. He always covers the other team's best player. And, he's the kind of the guy that if we need a big basket, we look to him. He's been with this program on the varsity since his sophomore season, so he's experienced. He knows what to expect. When we go to, playing at like MC on Tuesday, he knows it's not going to be an easy game. He's been there before. Mm-hmm. Then you move to our big three, I guess, with Justin Conley, Tommy O'Neill, and Harry O'Neill. Tommy's the tallest out of the group. He's about 6'7". Justin's about 6'6", and Harry is about 6'5". But Harry plays center for us. He's more of a physical force. He's been hobbled a little bit recently with a knee injury. Nothing too serious, we don't think. But, just kind of resting that and hoping to get him back in it, maybe for Tuesday being back at full strength. But he's been great for us, our leading rebounder, along with his brother Tommy. Tommy's probably if Harry's our leading rebounder, then Tommy would be our second. I don't have the stats in front of me, but Tommy's been an unselfish player for us at the four position, but he's more like a three. He's 6'7", but he's more like a wing player. And he does a lot for us on both ends of the floor and really crashes the boards for us on offense. And then you got Justin, who is a three, couldn't play multiple positions. He's a tall wing player. He can step out and shoot the outside shot, or he can take it down low. I think his coming out game was against Central. I think he had 19 points and 8 rebounds. Very difficult matchup for other teams. They put a small guy on him. He can take it down low. They put a big guy on him. He can go take you out and go by you. So those starting five, it's been our starting five pretty much all year, minus a few injuries here and there. But those guys have been great. And then coming off the bench, like I said, we can play about 10 guys, but we've had Matt Relihan, who's been a sophomore for us, another big kid. He goes about 6'5". We have a big team. We're a pretty big team. He comes in and gives us good minutes at multiple positions. Brian Jean Francois is a senior for us. He plays more of like a three or a four, but he's a scrapper. He gets loose balls. He makes plays on the defensive end. He's on the floor all the time. He's been much better with the ball in his hands lately. That as a group we'd struggled early on taking care of the basketball. We've been better at it, and coincidentally we're better because of it. Nate Hobbs, another sophomore, had an electrifying play for us last game. Got a nice dunk, got the crowd involved in the game. So he's young. He's a sophomore too. So everybody's contributing out there. We feel that we are pretty deep. And the thing about our team is if these guys were playing at different schools, they'd all be 15 to 20 point scorers. But here we have, I think, four guys averaging double figures. It's pretty close. It's right around 9.8 points or something for the fourth guy. But everybody's been unselfish, and I think that helps us in advancing in the tournament when you have more than one person that can score for you. Also, Brett McNiff, he's been big for us lately. He's had to start the last couple of games because of Harry's injury, and filled in admirably. The kid is a high energy guy. He's all over the floor, takes charges, rebounds, blocks shots, and has been helping out scoring too. So Brett's been big for us all year, but especially since Harry's been out with an injury.
Gotcha. Well, John, any other thoughts that you want to share with us? Something I hadn't asked you about prep basketball this year and the season?
No, if you can get to a game, come out. We'd love to have some people at our games. It's tough, when you come to a private school like this, kids come from all over. And 7 o'clock game on a Tuesday, kids go home. Might not be the easiest thing to get them back on campus, especially the homework and academics here, obviously. So, get out to a game. We play some local teams coming up. We haven't had a ton of local games. A lot of our conference games, with the exception of MC, aren't local. So, some local games coming up, and hopefully we can get some fans here and come support us. And we like to think that we play some pretty good brand of basketball. So hopefully, we get some fans here to watch.
Absolutely. Well, anyways, congratulations to you. Off to a great start this year. Best of luck the rest of the stretch down here in the league. And we'll keep updated here, okay?
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right, John. John DeLay, the head basketball coach at St. John's Prep here on MSONewsSports.com.